This is Five People Who Heard the Bantha Riding Story, a Star Wars Rebels Twitter fic written by Kent Arena and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG and is Jen, but, you know, with a background Kanan Hera, because everything has background Kanan Hera, and was inspired by The Milk Run, written by Shannon Phillips, with additional tags for oral storytelling, family history, space family, Coda, Surprise Bantha Shenanigans, Mission Fic, Team Bonding, Space Family. So then he says, 5 5 years and it's on time. It was a good night, a truly good one, Hera thought, watching her crew laugh loud and long at the punchline of Zeb's story. They had finished a questionably legal cargo run earlier in the day, and had taken the opportunity of full coffers to duck at a nearby spaceport before starting the next job. Even Sabine had joined them tonight. She'd only been aboard the Ghost for a few weeks, but was settling in well. As promised, she was as heavy a hitter as Zeb in the field, and good, solid travel companion. Hera hadn't been sure she'd stay until 3 days ago, when Sabine had awkwardly asked if Hera wouldn't mind if she painted her room. Hera was itching to get a look at what was happening in there, but was biding her time, waiting for an invite. As they started to settle down, Hera shot a warm, smug look at Kanan. You should tell them about the milk run.
No way, he said. I'm still trying to forget that job.
The milk run? Said Sabine, from where she was cleaning her weapon on the far side of the small table.
Is that code for something?
Hera smiled and shook her head. More like an in-joke. It was one of the earlier jobs Kanan and I took.
It was a disaster. We're lucky we got out of that in one piece with the cargo intact, said Kanan,
affecting grumpiness, but Hera knew him well enough by now to know he was warming to the memory.
We were flat broke, Hera said. Situation is normal, then, said Zeb, interrupting, and Kanan punched him lightly on the arm.
Hera started again. We were flat broke, as usual, so I found us a run that would keep us going for a while longer.
Kanan rolled his eyes. She told me we were transporting someone important from Raydonia to Tanab.
Well, we were.
Wait, Sabine said. You said cargo earlier.
Kanan sighed, put upon.
She's getting to that.
Hera took them through meeting Elsie, glossing over the worst details of their capture by the Rodian pirates, though they all knew that Zeb and Sabine had a pretty good idea of what that kind of situation looked like. She told them about how she'd claimed to be a bratty dignitary's daughter to get them out of the cell, and Kanan nudged her foot with his when she left out her father's name and implied it had all been a ruse. So there I am. I've finally programmed the ship to feed too much power back into the stabilizers and tractors so that the Ghost can break free and their ship is dead in the water. And I'm wondering, how in the worlds are we going to fight our way past all those Rodians when in comes Kanan? The ship rocked suddenly, and there was a long, silent moment where they all braced to see if another wave was coming.
Everybody to your stations, Hera said. Chop, what was that?
As they split up, Zeb and Kanan already heading for the gun turrets, Hera and Sabine toward the cockpit, Hera sighed.
We were having such a nice night, too.
Chopper and Ezra were in the common area when Kanan walked in, laughing over a projection.
Chop, how did you even get that? Kanan said, as soon as he recognized it.
The little astromech chuckled to himself, waving his arms in the air before trundling out of the room.
It was lucky Kanan didn't scrap him.
Kanan, said Ezra, eyes wide.
Why didn't you tell me about this? This is the single greatest thing you've ever done.
Kanan crossed his arms.
I hope that's not true. I hope I've done more important things than ride a bantha out of a bad situation.
Ezra stared at him.
Kanan, you rode a bantha. into battle and won. Kanan sighed, long and deep. They were crouched behind a row of shipping containers, blaster bolts flying over their head. "Kanan and Hera ever tell you about the milk run?" Zeb said to Ahsoka and Rex, who were firing blasters back the way they'd come. "Is now really the time?" said Kanan, deflecting a lucky shot back toward the stormtroopers. "Always a bit of time for levity, Commander," said Rex, dropping two Imperials in quick succession. "Is this story ever going to die?" said Kanan, wishing desperately that it would. "I hope not," said Ezra, grinning cheerfully. The end.
Reader's notes. Oi, oi, oi. Kentarina, I love you, but some of these lines have no pauses. I need to breathe.